Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the first day of the month of Sivan, today is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and the 45th day of the Omer. Remarkably shocking, today is day 600, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. Hearts taken. We pray for their swift return home today to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Elie Weinstock of the Jewish Center of Atlantic Beach in Atlantic Beach, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Weinstock fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, concluding with 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And Rabbi Weinstock will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for those held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'cholim for those who are sick, desperately in need of a Refua Shalema. And he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us that opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. You can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor the program, whether for one day, for a week, for a month, you can do so at ou.org/call. Again, that link, ou.org/call. And we greatly appreciate generosity and sponsorship. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Good afternoon, everyone. A good day, and a Chodesh Tov. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and so we are celebrating the beginning of a new month. We're starting the month of Sivan, which leads us into the holiday of Shavuot. And every day is special, and we can find something unique every day. In particular, this time of year, as we are moving between Pesach and Shavuos, we're counting the Omer. We are climbing, in effect, towards Sinai to celebrate the anniversary of the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. We find ourselves looking at each day for its unique character and opportunity and space in our growth process. As was mentioned, today, at the 45th day of the Omer, and we'll be counting moving forward. I find it interesting, and some of you may have noticed as well, that throughout the Omer period, we count the day, we count the week. It's a process, and it's something we can look at as step-by-step moving forward. There's also a kind of a spiritual, based on Kabbalistic thinking, that each day has a personality, has a characteristic, based on some of the way that that Jewish mysticism operates. There are certain what are known as the seven emotional traits, and there's 7 days of each week. So each week, each day, each week, we move forward. And formula, since right now we're counting, on Tuesday night we counted 45, that's the third day of the seventh week. And the third day of the seventh week is called Tiferet, it's called glory, it's called splendor. And there's, happens to be that the month of Sivan is also the third month. There's something unique in Jewish mysticism and Jewish thought, this idea of three. We know three are the fathers, right, the patriarchs. Three represents something that is just, if we're talking about continuity, you have a first and you have a second, and then the third continues, moves things forward. It allows for more momentum going forward. And so it is, in a sense, you know, no coincidence that today, the first day of the third month, is about continuity. It's the month that we receive the Torah, which is about our eternal continuity and our eternal mission. And it's the third day of the seventh week of the Omer. It's all about this ability to build momentum, right? You have a little bit of continuity with number two, but you build momentum with number three. And so I think that if every day is special, today is particularly unique and fortuitous to feel the momentum that is possible as we move forward, as we're always moving forward. And even, you know, in times when we feel we're a little bit stuck, as was mentioned, 600 days since October 7th, since the war in Israel started, 600 days when there's still 58 hostages held, it's sometimes natural to feel stuck. But today is particularly fortuitous for remembering our ability to move forward and have momentum. And I think that there's also, if we're talking about what today represents, today's also an anniversary. The Torah tells us that this day that the Jewish nation arrived at Sinai. All right, it says, "Bayom hazeh ba'u midbar Sinai." This was the day that the Jewish people arrived at Sinai. And it says that they arrived and they encamped at the mountain. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged har. This is the anniversary of our arrival at Sinai. And that arrival at Sinai is the subject of a lot of rabbinic focus and Jewish attention to the fact that where it says Vayichan, they encamped around the mountain. The word used is a singular word, Vayichan. It camped, he camped, she camped, it's singular. Usually, if it's a lot of people encamping, it's vayachanu. So why does it say vayichan, singular? Very famous rabbinic tradition, ki ishecha b'levachad. They were as one person with one heart. And for us, it represents that on this date in history, we encamped and we were united in purpose. We were united in our approach. It was a very formative moment in the creation of the nation of the Jewish people. And some look at this as, you know, the anniversary of Jewish unity. Rashi very famously notes, after saying that they were there at Sinai, one person with one heart, Rashi also points to the rabbinic tradition. But afterwards, from then on, there was also diversity. There was also machlokes. There was also disagreement. And I think that disagreement doesn't have to take away from unity. We have a unity of purpose. We're part of one nation. We're part of a nation that has one Torah, that has something in common. At the same time, there could be sometimes the divergent opinions within that unity. And so today is a very unique and special and fortuitous opportunity. It is the first day of the third month. It's the third day of the seventh week of the Omer. It represents the ability to have momentum going forward into the future. It's the anniversary of the Jewish people coming together with a sense of united purpose and shared nationhood, even if that means we have some different views going forward on matters. And really, today is a day, as it is, 600 days since October 7th, an opportunity not to give up on the momentum, on the shared purpose, on the shared destiny of the Jewish people. And that makes this day in particular fortuitous. Ritually, it starts the beginning of a preparation period for Shavuos. In the prayer services, we stop saying Tachlin. We're a little bit elevated in our joy. And we should focus on that aspect of today and the days leading up to Shavuot to reinforce our commitment to our momentum as a nation with a shared destiny going forward, to hopefully overcome whatever the obstacles are, and that we don't have further days of war and further days of 58 of our brothers and sisters being held hostage. and we can build this even further to greater and greater heart, greater and greater heights, something that we can all answer amen to. And so I wish everyone a Chodesh Tov and a good week and a celebratory Shavuos and everything beyond as we move forward into our continued glorious, please God, future. We'll continue with the recitation of the Tehillim. L'amnatzeach mizmor l'David, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrach mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchosecha v'yolascha yedash nesela, Yitein lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzasecha yimalei, Neranana b'shuasecha u'b'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yimale Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati ki Yoshia Adonai Mashicho Ya'aneu mishrei kodesho b'dguros yesha yimino, Eilev Arecha v'eilev Asusim v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom karinu. Mizmor l'David. Adonai ro'i lo echzar b'nos desha yarbitzeni amei menuchos yinahaleni. Nashi yishovev yanchini v'maglet tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech v'geit salmovet lo ira ra ki atoim modi. Shiftecho mishantecho hema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulcha neged tzororoi. Yishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi revaya. Achto v'chesed yirzefuni kol yimei chayai. V'shafti v'veis Adonai li'orech yomim. Shir la'ma'alos. Esoinai el heharim. Me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai yosei shomayim v'oretz. Al yitein lamot raglecho al yonum shomrecho. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yuminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko v'yareach v'aloyla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha me'ata v'ad olam. Shir ha-ma'alos mima'amakim kurasicha Adonai. Adonai shimo b'koli tiyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Imavonos tishmar yoch Adonai mi'yamod. Ki imcho haslicha lima'an tivarei. Yivisi Adonai kivtan nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai hachesed v'harbeim ofidus. V'hu yifdez Yisrael mikol avonosav. Maskil David, v'yosov amoros v'ilo. Koli el Adonai ezok, koli el Adonai eschanon. Eshpoch lefanov sichi, tzorosi lefanov agid. V'yisatef alai ruchi v'yato yodata nesivasi. V'yorach zu alech tamnu fachli. Habet yamin urev ein li makir. Abad maros v'imeni ein doresh l'nashi. Zohat v'yelecho Adonai amarti ato machsi. Chelki b'eretz hachayim. Akshiv el minasi kidalotim yod. Hatzileni meirot fai kiyom tzu mimeni. Hotzia mimasir nafshi lodot eshemecha biachtiru tzadikim kisigmol olai. Achenu kobeis Yisrael hanesunim batzaro vashirya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem viyotziem mitzaro lirvacha omeyafelo viyora umishibu ligula, hashra bagala vizman kariv vinomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaverach avotenu Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov uyivarech et chayalei tzvagana v'Yisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon omdim ha-mishmar arceinu v'yarei Eloheinu. Migvul avanon v'al midbar Mitzrayim u'min hayam bagadol alavo ha'arava u'vachol makom shehem b'yavasha b'avir u'v'yam. Yitein Adonai et oyveinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka u'mikol nega u'machala. Yishlach bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh ileihem. Yadber soneinu tachtehem v'yatrein b'cheter yeshua u'v'ater ha'nitzachon. V'kuyam behem ha-katuv ki Adonai Eloheichem ha-olech imachem li'ilachem lachem Eloheichem lo'hoshia etchem v'nomar amen. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aharon Davidu Shlomo Yivarech Vishmor Vinsor and Adretz Maganav Yisrael Ushvuyav Yet Kolachenu Hanetunim Batsoro Bashivya Bavur Shekolach Halakadosh Hazemit Palel Ba'avuram Hakadosh Rochim Malay Rachim Malayhem Vyotzim Mechoshech Vitzamavet Umosrotehem Yenatechum in Sukotehem Yoshiyem Vishivem Mehiral Lechik Mishbechotehem יודו לאדוני חסוב נפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים במקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובונו והוציאון ורינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונעשו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה אהרון דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, על החלימום לרפוסם, להחזיקם להחיוסם, וישלח בהם רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתא בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Am Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov, wishing everyone a wonderful day.